This is MGTOW Masklist Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, read aloud and written by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 36, entitled MGTOW Masklist Education of Parents. Description: this flyer suggests MGTOW / masculist topics that parents can teach their kids with the intention of forming a FIP society. The flyer itself. MGTOW Masculist Education of Parents. Masculists want to create a FIP society, capital F, capital S. That is, one in which all adults, male and female, are FIPs. Financially independent persons who have educated themselves in FIP majors at high school and at university, so that as adults they can earn a good salary, so that they can afford to live in a middle class house if they choose to. To achieve this noble goal that would solve so many of men's current gender role problems, a lot of education by MGTOW / masculists is needed. There are several categories of people who need to be targeted for MGTOW / masculist education. For example, the broadcast journalists, the gender politicians, men in general, women in general, high schoolers, university students, etc. One category not in the above list is parents, which is what this flyer is about. What do MGTOW / masculists need to teach parents so that they in turn can teach their children concerning men's gender issues and to improve the future lives of their sons and daughters? Common sense says that what needs to be taught the kids will depend on whether the child is male or female. A similar dichotomy also applies to the parents, namely those that are both FIPs and those who aren't. Teaching those parents who are not both FIPs, so probably the mother is somewhat of a fluffy, will be harder for the MGTOW / masculist, because the mother will probably feel threatened by the MGTOW / masculist ideas and probably reject them from her mind, suffering cognitive dissonance. The father might like to teach his kids MGTOW / masculist ideas, but he's probably constantly aware of the sword of Damocles hanging over him, that if his wife gets pissed off with him using her as an anti-model for his kids, she might drag him over the coals of the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts and ruin his life by taking the kids, his house, his child payments and alimony. So such men will need to be taught gingerly with kid gloves so that they minimize the risk that the wife divorces him because of his MGTOW / masculist teaching of his kids. So I'll concentrate on the two FIP parents case and then modify it a bit for the one FIP parent case. With both parents being FIPs, there will be much less of a threat that the wife will divorce the husband when he teaches his kids MGTOW / masculist ideas. It is possible, but less likely, that the mother teaches her kids MGTOW / masculist ideas, because in today's world the level of awareness amongst women of such ideas is pretty minimal, thanks partly to the MGTOW reluctance to spread their ideas via the broadcast media and thus reach the millions. So what can the two FIP family father teach his kids? He can teach his son to avoid fluffies and not to marry and have kids until the divorce laws are made men fair, but that will probably take a decade or more. He can teach him to prefer a relationship with a FIP female who will be much less likely to parasite on him financially. He can propose the TWEIF lifestyle for men, that is, have a sexual relationship with a FIP woman who has her own apartment, no marriage, no kids, so no divorce, no child payments, no alimony. When the relationship goes sour, he can walk away cost-free, a big plus for a man in today's gynocentric divorce court system. To his daughter, he can scare her with slogans like, be FIP or be manless, no calculus, no baby. 70% of young men refuse to be manslaves to fluffy parasites. He can tell her that young men don't marry and they don't want kids. They spend their money on themselves and won't give a Fluffy the time of day, treating them like the immoral, parasitic, man-slaving vermin that they are. The father can strongly encourage his daughter to be responsible for her own life, making it clear to her that she needs to get a good FIP education to become a FIP as an adult. So she needs to study career-responsible majors in high school, that is, math and the sciences, so that she can do the same at university, so that she ends up with skills that are well paid by the marketplace. Such a daughter will then have more of a chance of getting some man to twitch with her during the time before the gender politicians men fare the divorce courts and pass the para, paternity rejection right, etc. Her father can tell her with 70% of young men refusing to marry and have kids in the US today, if she's not a FIP, then the odds are high that she will be treated by men as a sexual whole and be regularly dumped. He can tell her that increasingly, men expect women to be FIPs and have no respect for women who are not, and treat them merely as cunts on legs. He can tell her, be FIPed or be abused. The FIP mother, listening to all this advice, will probably not feel particularly threatened because the father is advising his daughter to be like her mother in the sense of being a FIP, but not to expect having kids, because there won't be any robot males left by the time she's an adult who'll be prepared to be fathers in the gynocentric divorce court system. As for the one FIP family father, he must be a lot more careful about what he says to his kids. He may be able to convey the message, but in such a way that the fluffy wife feels less threatened than with an upfront presentation of MGTOW/Maskist ideas to the kids. He may have to do this more indirectly and more slowly, but still get the main ideas across as mentioned above for the two FIP family case. Why is it important for MGTOW/Maskist to target parents for education into MGTOW/Maskist ideas? The obvious answer that parents have a formative influence on kids because they can educate them from birth effectively and condition them accordingly. A daughter is strongly encouraged to be responsible for her own life and to be FIP will much more likely grow up to be just that due to her parental influences. Later, the daughter and the son will be exposed to MGTOW/Maskist ideas coming from outside the family as they grow older and move out into the wider society, being exposed to ideas from their peers, their teachers, the media, etc. MGTOW/Maskists need to give more thought and energy towards the education of parents to teach their children MGTOW/Maskist principles. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo DeGaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name DeGaris Maskist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.